You'll be accepted if you respond the right way, but if you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out. Sin's waiting to attack you, and you must subdue it. Only the best. You'll be accepted if you respond the right way. When the Word of God speaks to your heart, it's Genesis 4:7. When the Word of God speaks to your heart, you'll be accepted if you respond the right way. This was talking to Cain. Cain got mad because Abel brought a better offering than him. And God said, well, what are you mad about? You'll be accepted if you respond the right way. In other words, he wasn't saying that there was necessarily anything wrong with his brain. He was just simply saying, if you respond the right way, you'll be okay. So what should have the response been? You're right, God. If it's not good this way, I'll find a better way. If we respond the right way to the Word of God, we'll be accepted. If we respond the right way to sickness, we'll be healed. If we respond the right way to poverty, we'll be prospered. If we respond the right way, in other words, God's way, not my way, not my will, but thy will be done in the same way, not unto us, but unto you, O Lord, be all glory. Giving our best, receiving the best. If we respond the right way, if we respond the right way to things in our life, we'll be accepted. And if we're accepted in the beloved, we're moved in to rejoicing. I think I see Travis and Natasha. I will never forget that beautiful picture window of that tractor with the bride sitting in it. You know? If you responded the right way to that, and with the right attitude, you could enter into the joy of it. If you responded the wrong way, what kind of a song is she thinks my tractor sucks to you for a wedding? Well, find out the rest of the story. You know? Find out the rest of the story. That was their date mobile. You know it's love when they're attracted to the tractor. Only the best. You know, that devotional, I set it out, and a guy from Minneapolis wrote to me, and he was a soccer coach, and he wanted to know if he could use that with his soccer team. Yeah, you betcha. Because it talks about children when they line up to race, and it talks about how when kids first time, if they've never run against each other before, they all go 100 miles an hour because they want to win. And then after a little while, they figure out, well, I might not win, and they'll slow down or whatever. But that first time, they give only their best. And he said he gave that, and he said he had people crying. That has to be the Spirit of God. There's nothing to cry about there. But it was marvelous. It was a point in time. He found something that he thought would be best for them, and he gave his best. And this is the thing. We want to receive the best from God. We give our best. If we respond correctly, we'll be accepted. Folks, if you're not right, that's okay. You'll have an opportunity to get it right. Cain didn't have to go out and kill Abel. He could have got it right. But he was jealous. He was covetous. He didn't respond the right way. And we talked about first forgive. If you forgive, then your Heavenly Father can forgive you. First, forgive. The importance of that. With clean hands and a pure heart, I'll stand before your presence. Oh Lord, as we learn to grow in Christ and we learn to expect to receive from God, we need to understand that we have to do things, line them up the way that God wants them lined up. First, forgive. Jesus said that. He said, first, forgive. He said this right after. He said, you can ask anything that you want and it will be given to you, but first, forgive. Make sure you've got everything lined up, then there's no problem. Well, see, then that just goes to show that, you know, I must not have everything right. No, sometimes you just don't have the patience. I was just listening to Keith Moore, and he was talking about Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin had done things like he got to kind of talk to him about claiming things, and so one day he started claiming a $10,000 offering. a one-time $10,000 offering from somebody. And he just kept saying he was going to have a one-time $10,000 offering from somebody. A year went by, a couple of years went by, but he still kept saying, I'm going to have a one-time $10,000 offering from somebody. Sure enough, one day somebody came with two $5,000 cashier's checks, and he said we received both of them. And he went from that to declaring a one-time million-dollar gift. And then a one-time $2 million gift. And they didn't come the next day, but he never stopped believing God for what God had put in his heart. And it happened. And he didn't get it so he could buy a Rolls Royce. He got it because he had a ministry that was reaching people. And he claimed it because he believed he would need it. If we in Hosanna were to claim one time $2 million gift from somebody, some of you might think about leaving this place, thinking I was out of my mind, but some of you might be smart enough to say, and I want to be the one that can give it.